Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Roundtables with mothers and daughters around the world. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Bessie. You're at the roundtable with Cynthia Oliver, and we're live together. We're live every Saturday morning, but we're live together with you here in South Florida. So we have good news for you. God speaks to mothers and daughters. The roundtable, we give you a message. Hopefully, it's a message that you'll take away, share it with someone else, because that's what the good news is all about. It's about hearing it, feeling it, believing it, and then passing it on to someone else. But before we get going too far, we don't want to forget our Creator and our Father God. I'm going to have Cynthia this morning give you a prayer, and then we'll move into our conversation. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher. Good morning, audience. Just want to say thank you, Father God, for you are worthy to be praised. God, you have allowed a lot of things to come to light this week with regards to the manifestation of the Mother and Daughter Bible College. And we just thank you for our first week. It was an awesome week. We thank you for the obedience of our fearless leader, Dr. Fletcher, and myself, and Frida, and we just thank you, Father God, for you are worthy to be praised. For Father God, you told us if we do not faint, but just keep the course, it will come to pass. And we are seeing the manifestations of that now. And we thank you, Father God, for this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for the presence of Dr. Fletcher in our home. We thank you for Al and all of his patience when dealing with us, when we're up late at night and doing what you've asked us to do. And we just thank you, Father God, for all of those out there listening. We hope Frida's on the phone. We thank you, Father God, as we continue this journey. We will trust you, Father God, because we know that you're able, we're able to trust you. And with that, we say thank you. In your Son Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
All right. I'm telling you, that's it right there. First, give thanks to God. And once we give thanks to God, then, you know, everything else is going to be okay because we do it in Jesus' name. You know that His Holy Spirit is going to move. And the end results are miracles. Again, we're here at the round table with mothers and daughters around the world. We are on a mission. Our mission is to share the good news. That's all that God asks us to do. He sent Jesus just to tell us, you know, share the good news. I mean, think about it. There are so many people that have never heard of Jesus Christ. They know there's a creator somewhere. But there are people out there in a 10-40 window. And a young lady taught me about that. I couldn't believe there were people that probably have never heard of Jesus. And there are some people that are in areas that don't communicate with the world. And God, regardless of where they are, God wants us to get to them. He wants us to get the message out. That's why I get a better understanding of TBN and some of the Christian radio stations and the satellites that they dispatch and try to take them as far into the areas in which there's not a lot of activity because people need hope. They need to know that it's something else beyond where they are and what they're experiencing. And they need to know about Jesus. That was the good news. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the good news, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, like I always say, get your favorite drink, coffee, your tea, whatever, and a pen and paper and sit back and relax because you are here with us at the round table and you're part of the round table. And I want to say thank you for joining us this morning. Could not do it without you. Every Saturday morning we get up in anticipation. We get up because out of all the things that happen during the week, we get to come and speak. And this is our satellite, the internet. We don't know who's out there. There's so many people listening. Then it posts on Facebook, and people coming through may click and hit on it. And you know how it is. You're going through, and then all of a sudden, you know, the Spirit will say, turn on the radio. Or the Spirit say, look at this. Or the Spirit will tell you to look at a certain thing or hear something. Draw your attention to it because there's a message at that moment for you. And when you do, you say, wow, I needed that. It's like yesterday, Cynthia and I were driving. Cynthia was driving, I was riding. And all of a sudden, she just turned on the radio. And when she turned on the radio, she says, she wanted to listen to Joel Osteen. So I'm sitting there, and my spirit said, listen to Joel, you're going to get a message. And I got a message. We listened to several as we were riding along. But it came to the one that it says, how to be a nevertheless person, of being a nevertheless person. And I thought, wow. But that has resonated in my spirit. It carried me through the night. It got me up this morning. I went on my phone. I sought out that message, and I had to hear it again. In the meantime, the Spirit said, listen to this message. It was the game. And staying in the game, no matter what it looks like, I don't care if you hurt, injured, your finances are not right, your health, the doctor said this, that, and the other, your children are out of order. Stay in the game because as long as you're in the game, God can work with you. He'll give you what you need to keep you going. But if you ever quit, that's why he said don't faint. Because if you faint, you're out of the game. Our program is based on Ezekiel 16:44, and it states, God says, as is the mother, so is her daughter. So when you hear that, you know, that has been working with me a lot. I mean, we've been saying it for years and looking at it and using it. But I also know that when you hear those words, we have a chance to turn things around. Just because our mothers did things a certain way, yes, we may pick up those traits. We may have some of those ideas in our head. You have to because you cannot be around a person 24/7 and not pick up their habits, their ways, their energies, and the way you do things. Like Joe was talking yesterday about a mother dog who she had puppies. And the dog really was walking, dragging the two back legs. The puppy was born perfectly healthy, but they were watching the mother. You got 86,400 seconds in a day. So that's for everybody, 86,400 seconds in a day. And those little puppies was watching their mother. And just watching the mother, they just assumed that's the way they were supposed to walk. So they would walk around dragging their legs, and it was like, well, what happened to the puppies? And took them to the doctor. The doctor said, what? They're perfectly fine. They were what? Mimicking what they saw. So it's very important, mothers, that what we do, we make sure that we try to do the very best we can because we have our children watching us, may it be a son or a daughter. They mimic what they see. But that's not to say you got to stay that way because somebody could work with the puppies and change their life, move them out, show them other dogs. They see other dogs walking. They look. They hear. They hear people say, you can do it. You can do it. The little puppy get up and stop walking. And all of a sudden, they change. So we can change. We can take some of the things that our mother has given us, and we can, you know, say, and I do it. My daughter does it. You know, I said, well, you know, that part I'm not going to do. I'm not going to be like that. Even though my mother was, I thought, I believe in my heart, the best mother in the world for me, my best friend, my confidant. But, you know, there was some bossiness about it. You know, she was always a controlling person, very strong. Well, I got all those things. But there's a way to channel those, and I wasn't channeling them right, you know. because I had to learn that, yeah, you can be strong and you can be in control and you can be the leader, but there's a way to do it. You can do it out of love and still be just as effective, even more so than just demanding and wanting people to do because you want them to do. Again, I thank you for listening this morning and joining us. If you have a friend or if you think of someone that needs to hear some good news, you know someone that is saying, I don't know if I'll be able to make it. I don't know if this, if I can get through this. Lord, where are you? Ask them to call in 347-539-5078 and listen to the program. Or tell them to go to our website. You can go to my Facebook at Dr. Bessie Fletcher at Facebook, and you can hear it there. You can go to our website, mdbn.org. That's M as in mother, D as in daughter, B as in bonding, and N as in network. .org, and you can listen to any show that we've had any Saturday. Just go on, click on it, and listen. Our stimulating topic this morning is the Gospels to Mothers and Daughters. We're going to talk about the Gospels. You know, when you hear the Gospel, you think of the epistles, and which is good, but there is a reason that is called the Gospels, and that's where we are. We are coming from the book that God has written. It's called Good News, God Speaks to Mothers and Daughters. And today we are picking up, as we go through the book, the Gospels to Mothers and Daughters. Now, God asked us to do this, you know, and I'm following suit. I'm not jumping up ahead of the book. We're just going to go through. I don't know what he's going to do with this. I don't know if he's going to take these recordings and put them in something to match the book. I know we are doing the workbook right now. The workbook is going to match this because where we go to teach the gospel, they have to do some type of exercise, and maybe these videos, radio recordings may turn into audios, they are audios, may turn into visuals and audios, but there will be an audio to go with the book. I tell you, God has a plan. I didn't write the book. He wrote it. So we just following as we go. And so far, we've been having a good, good time doing it. Again, I'm your host. I'm Dr. Bessie. We're sitting here at the round table. I'm here with my co-host, Cynthia Oliver, and we are sharing the good news. You can get Good News, God Speak to Mothers and Daughters, off of our website. Go to mdbn.org. That's mdbn.org. You can go to Amazon. You can go to Barnes & Noble, any major bookstore, and you can find the book, Good News, God Speaks to Mothers and Daughters. All right, I think we just about covered everything. Oh, I need to tell the exciting news, the good news. Cynthia gave you some information on it. We started our adventure. This thing go back, and some people might be out there that hearing it. That was a part of something that we did in 2008 when God asked me to create a program for daughters with mothers in prison. And from that, we wrote the program and it sat. And maybe 3 or 4 years ago, Cynthia invited me to come to a meeting. She said, Dr. Fletcher, you need to come and meet these ladies there at the Work Release Center. And so the captain was there. We both were sitting there. They brought the captain. Cynthia brought me. We all sitting at the table and just trying to figure out what's going on. And the captain said, you know, I don't really know why I'm at this meeting. And I said to him, I don't either. I said, but Cynthia told me to come, so here am I. He said, well, the lieutenant told me to come. So I began to tell him what we did. And he said, you know what? We could use you all here. And that started us teaching there at the prison. And as we were teaching at the prison, it just led from one thing to the other. And then all of a sudden, God said, build a bridge. I want y'all to build a bridge so that when they leave, they'll have a purpose on the other side. And we started putting together about a year ago, longer than that, about 2 years ago, the concept. And it ended up from transitional prep into the Bible College transitional prep as a part of it, part two. But I'm not going to type a lot of it this morning. I just wanted you to know that God graced us in such a way, and our spirit didn't break when it looked like with the finances and everything else, nothing was going to come together. This week, we had orientation, and we had ladies signing up for class, and we started our classes and we started teaching the classes on this week here, and we have women sign up in the Bible College that will graduate next year with associate degrees, and some of them have enough credits that they will be able to graduate with a BA or BS. But, you know, I'm just trying to say this not as bragging for Cynthia and myself. It's just that we just want you to know many times we could have quit. We could have quit. But like Joel say, nevertheless, we knew and we know there's another plan bigger than that on the other side of getting that school open. And we're excited about it. So we just want to say thank you, God. Want to let you all know we'll keep you abreast. Some wonderful things are happening with that adventure. Again, our stimulating topic this morning is the gospel to mothers and daughters. And we want to be able to share that with you. Last week, our topic was God's promises to mothers and daughters. Get the book and follow along with us. And so you can mark it up, look at it, and understand it. And therefore, when we get the workbook, you can go back in and really do what we feel as a personal development piece that only you can do. We can teach you, we can talk to you, but only you can do what it takes to actually build your relationship with God and do the discoveries and then know that you have a responsibility to go back out and share that with someone else. So, Cynthia, this morning we're talking about the Gospels to mothers and daughters, and then we're talking about what is the Gospels. I'm just going to go through a little bit and then talk about what it is, what it means about the gospel, look at the book, and then we're going to open it up for a discussion. It's not that deep, but yet it's deeper than the deepest. I hope you get that, because without the gospel, there's no salvation. We can't be protected. So you have to understand the purpose of the gospel. And before I go to the book, I'm just going to share some words with you. The word gospel simply means good news. That's all it means. It means good news. Sometimes people think it's just, oh, well, you know, the gospel is so deep. I got to be all this and that and the other in order to receive. No, it's good news. If I came and told you that, you know, they're giving out new cars and new homes on Saturday at 2:30, you'll say, wow, that's some good news. What would you do? You'd get excited, wouldn't you? You get excited, then you'd call as many people as you possibly can. You say, girl, they are giving out cars at 12:30, and following that, they're going to give out homes to the first one there. Do you know how crowded that place would be? People would be running over everybody because they get excited. But I'm here to tell you today, Cynthia and I, that the good news is that Jesus Christ, he came. He was born a virgin. He lived a sinless life. He taught us, and then he died on the cross and sacrificed himself for the sin, so that, and then when he resurrected and ascended into heaven, he returned to which he came. But he came here just to teach us how to do the same thing, how we can be sin free through him. You know, if you look at the natural, you say, how can we be sin-free down here, Dr. Bessie? You know, there's so much things going on. Our eyes are looking at things. Our ears are hearing things. Oh, no, but you can stay in front of Jesus. And Jesus, he came to cover us, to prepare us, so that when we go to the Father sees us through him, because he cannot look at us because of the environment that we're in. So the gospel message includes an invitation to everyone to turn from sin and to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and to receive forgiveness and eternal life, because it is the most important message that God has ever sent to humanity. It can transform your life here and now and prepare you to meet God and to spend eternal life with him. That's what the good news is about. Good news make you feel good. Good news give you hope. Good news give you energy. You just say, wow, good news. Thank you, Jesus. You know, we have to say thank you, Jesus. So the good news came from the four Gospels. You had Mark, Luke, John, and Matthew. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I have to say it that way because that's the way it's listed. And they walked with Jesus Christ. They were with him. He gave them instructions. He told them exactly what to do. And he also told them, you know, the things that I do, you'll be able to do these things and even greater things. He wasn't just talking to them. He was telling them so that they could go out and tell the good news and to tell everybody that what you're reading? He said, write this down. So the Holy Spirit told them, write this down. Paul wrote two-thirds of the New Testament. Now you got the Old Testament, you got the New Testament, and I'm not turning this into a Bible study because we're going to get to the topic, but the Old Testament gave you the history, gave you the forerunner, the information, what's to come. They kept preaching, this is coming, this is coming, this is coming. You know, he's coming, he's coming, he's coming. And for years, people were like, okay, where is he? And finally, you know, here he comes. Virgin woman, has a baby, and says what? Name him Jesus. He is the one. He's the Savior for the world. And when he demonstrated for 3 years how we are to live, what's going to happen, and how to not give up, don't faint, only believe. Mark 11:22, have faith in God. That's all he's saying, have faith in God. If you have faith in God, everything's going to turn out okay. So Mark, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they wrote it down from their perspective. And if you notice, they wrote the same thing because what? Jesus said, bear witness. If they, everybody wrote something different, you might have had a little question mark in your mind and say, well, you know, well, why is he saying it and the other one's not saying it? No, he had them all to write the same thing. But there's a little difference in each translation because everybody sees and hears. But the main core of that passage or that verse that they wrote that was the same had that truth in it. So good news is that we're here to tell you that you can make it. Okay, what it looks like. So I'm going to break right here. And then I'm going to let Cynthia talk a little bit about, do you want to take over now, Cynthia, say a few things?
Sure.
I'm going to let Cynthia say something to you about the good news. That's the break-in for it. And then I'll go back to the book, and I'm going to read some of the passages from the book of good news. And like I said, go get the book, read along with it. I'm telling you, it's going to be a blessing. Here you go, Cynthia.
Thank you, Dr. Fletcher. What I heard you say and what's so important when God gives us a task, even Jesus said that I only do what the Father tells me to do. I was reading my Bible. I was in my Bible study yesterday, and Agrippa, King Agrippa, took credit when the people stood up and gave him a standing ovation for what God had done. And God immediately struck him with sickness, and he dies from this sickness. And so when it's so important not to take credit for what God has done, and you said it, I didn't write the book, God wrote the book. You just was a vessel that he used to write it down. So guys, when I read that, I was like, I know how important it is to give God credit for what the Holy Spirit does within you. So ladies, we did not create anything for the school. We only did what God told us to do. And all of us are supposed to go out just like Jesus. And it's in Matthew 4:23, he tells about the fact that Jesus went about teaching and preaching the word. In Mark, he says the same thing. He went about teaching and preaching. And God has called us to go about telling the good news, teaching, if you will. Now, there's a difference between a teacher and a preacher, but Jesus Christ did them both. And I don't know what call God has on your life, but he has a call on all our lives to tell the good news. And so Dr. Fletcher said earlier this week, you go make me an educator. Because she's a licensed psychologist and she is a minister. And so, but, you know, teaching is something that she's coming along to do as well because God has put it in her heart to give the good news. So teaching is just one of those things that God would have us to do in order to spread the good news. I'm loving it. We had such a great week, Dr. Fletcher. And the two classes that we taught on Thursday, we taught a morning class and an evening class. The girls were so receptive. They were so excited about learning. And I'm just pleased to be on this journey. God has called me. He put me in position as a educator, and I do not take it for granted, because it is one of the greatest gifts that you can give anybody. We want to give them a whole lot of stuff. We want to put them in housing, but if they don't have the good news, they don't have the word, they ain't even going to stay in the house. So we are giving them what they need in order to be transformed, to be everything that God has called them to be, and that's his disciples. They're going to, with the hope, they're going to go out and tell the good news of what happened to them while they were in prison. You see, prison walls do not make a prison. We have been imprisoned by our minds. And if they are transformed by the renewing of their minds through the teaching that God has given us to give them, they're going to be all right, because I know that's where change takes place. It starts in the mind. And if they just follow suit, Dr. Fletcher, is nowhere they can't go according to the word. Mark said it. He said it best in chapter 11. Whatever you say, if you only believe, you will have it. These girls were excited. They can have it if they only believe and they only walk it out. God has given us instructions how to walk this thing out down here. You said that too earlier, Dr. Fletcher. How can we live? You kind of made it a question as to make a reference to the audience. Yeah, you can do this. You can do this because God will empower you to walk sinlessly. Yeah, we will make some mistakes and some errors, Dr. Fletcher, but if we just walk according to his instructions, we're going to be all right, and we're gonna be all right, and we're going to be in the will of God when we learn to walk circumspectly in his word. Because that's how he would have us to walk. We have to walk careful. We have to walk diligently. And that's what's going to get it for us all. We got to walk according to what he has told us to do. Not looking to the left or the right, because it's a whole lot of stuff out here being offered. But when you want the word, that's how you're going to be able to walk in the ways of our Lord and Savior and follow in his footsteps, because he's given us the instructions. I'm going to turn it back over to Dr. Fletcher.
That's good, Cynthia. He has given us the instructions. You know, there's no excuse. There is no excuse for the things that we experience other than we just didn't follow the instructions. That's it. The life that we're experiencing right now, we made some choices. Some we didn't sought God for. Then we did a little bit of what he said, and then it wasn't working fast enough. So then we tried to find a man or a woman to help us. You know, you ever notice that you're working along, you're doing something, and maybe you can call so-and-so. Maybe they can help you. I used to do that all the time. Every time I turn around, I was seeking somebody to help me figure it out. I was like, oh, well, you know, maybe they can help me. Maybe this can happen. Somebody said, well, you know, did you call so-and-so and so? They helping people do this, that, and the other. Or maybe you can join forces with so-and-so and so. And you go and network for a moment, and then what? You find yourself by yourself again.
Yeah.
Simply because that's not what he said. In the book, he never said, go find a man to do what I asked you to do. I've never seen it. And I don't claim to be a Bible scholar, but I never saw that. Everything was what Jesus told us to do.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to follow him
to
do what Jesus said. He ain't said nothing. So he said, well, you know, Jesus, I should say, Jesus had 12. Yes, he did have 12. But they're not the 12 that we can pick out. It's the 12 that the Holy Spirit picked out. Because each one of those people, if you think about it, and I was looking at this and thinking about this in my Bible study, each person that he spoke to, they didn't question. One or two did, but they didn't follow him. The ones that he said, put your net down and follow me. Never said, they said, well, I don't know. The ones that really did, they just dropped everything and followed him. I think it was Matthew, he was counting the money. And he was just in there counting money, and Jesus said, put that down after he tore everything up. Now you follow me. They just get up and follow. You know, that's the spirit. That was the Holy Spirit. They were handpicked.
Mm-hmm.
Now, God is not going to make you do anything.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so the ones, like the guy said, well, you know, well,
I need to go see my mother, and I need to go see this one, and, you know, my dad died, and can I bury my dad? He let the dead bury the dead. I told you to come go with me. You're not going to follow me. He moved on. He never begged. He never asked them twice, from what I gathered. But the ones that he said, come follow me, they dropped everything. And I often wonder, well, did the family know where they were going? Or did they just walk off? Think about it. Do you believe? It's a spirit that will hit you when you know it's God. You know when God is telling you to do something. And like I was telling the ladies the other night, I said, you have to make up your mind that you're going to finish this. We're not here to give you a college degree. We're not here to baby you. I'm not going to do it, and I know Cynthia's not going to do it. I said, so once you make a decision, you have completed that task right then and there. And they looked at me. I said, I want you to repeat this, that I am in Mother and Daughter Bible College, and I will graduate in 2018. I will finish. I had to repeat that three times. I said to him, now you have just graduated.
Because now you can see it.
No, they said it. And whatever you say and believe, you shall receive.
Absolutely.
And so what I told them, I said, now the only thing that's going to change that is when you say, well, maybe that's not working for me. Or you hear someone say, girl, that's not going to work for you. That's not going to happen. Then you doubt. And the minute you put doubt, now you on the wavery line, slippery slope. You slide down. But if you stand with what you said tonight, nothing can stop you. That's the good news.
Oh, absolutely.
God allow you to make choices. God allow you to take control of your life. Don't let the enemy come in and try to steal that decision, because once you make the decision, you stand with it. And think about it. Every time we made a decision, it happened. You say, I'm going to get me a car, just like I remember you said you was going to get that car. All the elements may not was adding up right. We're going to get a car. You made a decision.
Absolutely.
And you didn't change. You're right on in there, dropped that car off, just barely got in there, and came right on back with a car. See, people don't realize when you make decisions and things happen like that, because you didn't deviate, because you already made up your mind, you got a stiffness. If you do that the same way with everything that we do, you'll get the same results. But what happens? Somewhere along the line, we let Satan say something. You were determined that Satan was not going to say anything, because you know what? You all needed that car. Got to the parking lot, just barely made it, and walked away with a car. Didn't have to have money. Didn't have to have anything. You just made a decision. Just think if we did everything like that. We made a decision that this was going to be a Bible college. All elements were saying it wasn't going to happen. Mother and daughter Bible college. That's such a simple Bible college, because the lady that was there, one of the officers, pulled me aside. You remember she pulled me in that room and she said to me, do you know what this is? I'm looking at her going, well, I think I do, because we done went through enough. And so I just sat down and listened. She said, no one is doing this. We're the first mother and daughter Bible college. We're the first mother and daughter radio. We're the first mother and daughter television. We're the first mother and daughter everything that God's, because it's not us, it's God. And nobody can't take it, because God only assigned who he wants to assign to whatever it is he wants to accomplish. And this week, we walked into a classroom. You and I so excited. No one paying us a penny. You would have thought we were making $200,000 when we walk up in there, pulling out little books and looking and so excited as if we were little kids going to school for the first day. And you think God didn't see that? He saw that. He was proud of that. Because I said to him, Father, we come in the name of Jesus, and no charge. We don't charge you a thing. We're doing this no charge. Not waiting on, I'm not doing it, saying if I do this, then God will do that. No, no charge. That was my prayer. And I just want to say thank you to you, because audience, I'm telling you, there's no way I could have done this without Cynthia. There is no way. I mean, God is the most all-powering. He know all. He put together, you know, when he put you someplace, one Saturday he had me to say, Don't move. Tell them don't move. Because I'm pretty sure people think Cynthia crazy. I know they think I'm crazy. And they say, well, she's caught following that crazy lady, and they look like they ain't going nowhere. But oh, but God, nevertheless, on the other side of this, once we have accomplished this, God is going to do what he say he's going to do. It's not about us. He allowing us to breathe. He allowing us to walk around. He allow us to enjoy the earth. But we did this unto him, and lives are being changed. Families are being changed. Generations are being changed. You know, we can't do things looking for something. We already got it. God has already given us everything we need. It will reveal itself to us as we follow the instructions.
You know, Dr. Fletcher, I think about how you and I met. It goes right with what you were saying about how the 12 fought, how the Holy Spirit picked out the 12 to follow Jesus. You know, I met two people back to back, 2 days back to back. You got to meet Dr. Fletcher. And then same thing happened with Dr. Fletcher with meeting me. 2 days back to back, she found a card that we were promoting a fashion show at that time. And I tell you, you know, when it's the, when she finally called me, I was so excited. I dropped everything, and we were on the phone for a while, and it was just God orchestrated that we met each other. And I know, like, sometimes we've had a couple of words, and I was like, well, I ain't going nowhere. She was like, you make me sick. I'm like, and your point, we still ain't going nowhere. Because God has put us together, and we have our moments, but we never leave the table with that spirit, though. We'll go eat, we'll laugh about it, but we know that God has put us together, and we neither one of us can do this without the other person. Because Dr. Fletcher has certain abilities and talents, and matter of fact, we were talking about talents and abilities in career development this week. With the girls, because you got to know your talents and your gifts, and she has the talents and gifts that I don't have, the gift of listening very intently, and that's why she's the psychologist, and I can run my mouth like crazy. I got the teaching thing down. And so we really, really, together we're one with regards to serving God, because we have what it takes to do what God has called us to do. Teach and bring the good news. You're the preacher. She was saying the other night, y'all, I'm over here preaching, and you over there cussing them out in my class, because God knows he got a fall in me. So that's how I roll in my classroom. She is so meek, even though she don't play with it, but she has the best intention when it comes to making sure that you feel warm and fuzzy. That ain't who I am. But God has put us together, and I tell you, Dr. Fletcher, it is the most amazing journey with you and doing what God has called us to do. I wouldn't take all the tea and all the money in the world for this journey, because God is doing something for his people, the least, the lost, and the forgotten. God has put us strategically to give them the word. And just like Jesus went all over the world on feet, we got calls and we won't even go to take the word, the good news to somebody. It's so important, guys, that we get in the habit of following God's instruction if we're going to live this thing called life the way he would have us to live it. It's not about us. Anything that God has called you to do, it's about his purpose for his people, not about you. Yeah, we trying to get some dollars too. Don't get that twisted. But we wouldn't take it for the journey that God has put on us. We wouldn't trade it. We wouldn't trade it. We walked in there like she said, we were like little kids that morning. We got out the car, we were skipping and hopping and laughing and praying, and it was just amazing how God has placed this in our hearts, and we are determined that we are going to do this no matter what, because there's no words that I can say that can even shadow this.
Well, we birthed the baby together.
Oh, we birthed the baby together. I don't know who the midwife was and who was on the table, but girl, we birthed that thing. Thank you, Father God, for calling us for such an awesome task. That's all I have to say about it. And the fact that Mark, Matthew, John, and Luke tells us to just walk in the instructions of God, in the instructions of our Lord and Savior. We're going to do it. Exactly. You can do a whole lot of things in the world, but if you ain't following his instructions, what good is it?
I'm telling you. I know you guys are listening, and hopefully you're enjoying this and getting something from it. We're not here just to tell Bessie and Cynthia's story or Cynthia and Bessie's story. We're here to show you that if you just stay the course, and we've had some moments. And I'm not talking about now when Cynthia said we may disagree. You better believe it's never been anything ugly. It has never been anything that would hurt anybody's feelings. You know, I don't care who it is, you're going to disagree because I got my point, and we have to just discuss it on out till we can see each other's point. Then we move on. But we always see each other's point. You ever notice that? We always end up going, oh, okay. Now I got it.
And if we don't get it in the moment, we come back
and
say,
now I got it.
Just like last night when you shared with me, Dr. Fletcher, when you shared with me about the probation officer,
mm-hmm.
I got it, but I didn't get it prior to that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so when we are going back and forth, that's why God tells us not to argue over his words,
right.
But rightly divide the words.
Right.
So then you can see.
Right.
So when you're going back and forth, ain't nobody hearing anybody.
Right.
But when we just settle down,
and listen.
And determined to listen.
And listen.
We get it.
You get it.
I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. Yeah.
And it made good sense.
It made perfect sense. And
it wasn't something I was saying. The Spirit just put it in my heart to
absolutely.
Say, you know, to say, well, no, don't do that. You don't want to cause anybody else any problems. You know, God ain't trying to move somebody to get something done.
Absolutely.
He's going to work it all together.
Absolutely.
And everything comes out to the
good.
For
the good of his people.
For the good of his people.
Because we're all his people.
Right. Right.
We ain't trying to replace nobody.
Yeah.
We're just trying to do our part in the mix of everything.
Help us all work together.
Yeah.
And so with that, you know, we are looking at, and when I say that, anytime you're going after something that is different, that God has placed on your heart, that's when you're going to be tempted. That's when you're going to be challenged. That's when the enemy is going to try to speak through other people. He will tell people, you know, well, why are you doing it with her? Well, why are you doing this? And why, you know, he's going to say those things. When he say those things, you got to be able to know, I'm doing this for God. I'm not doing this for man. I'm not doing this to make Cynthia feel good. Cynthia not doing it to make me feel good. Because you know what? We are educated women. We can go out and get a job and do anything. But guess what? God won't allow us to. We tried to go and say, okay, well, we can do this and work too. And God's like, no. Every time I go try to do something, I say, well, I'm just going to set up an office. I'm a Christian clinical psychologist. I can go and set up my office now. I'm living in North Carolina. I'm just going to go set my office up, and I'm going to go, you know, with my clients. I went, I checked out the office space, the same company I was working with here. And there at North Carolina, I went and looked at the office space, had everything in place in my mind how I was going to do it. I was going to do the radio program where, you know, I'd go on and do some commercials, and then had all that worked out. The lady was going to interview me. She said, I interviewed a lady that was doing the program, and they do like an interview commercial, and the phones was ringing off the hook. She had to hire people. So I'm thinking, oh, wow, okay, then, you know, I can do this because I know there's a lady on there that's been on there for years, and she's like a fortune teller. But people call her all the time. And I'm thinking, wow, if she can do that, you know, I'm talking about God, you know what I mean? But what? Never worked out.
Yeah.
My daughter went and did a commercial with her, and that's how her business, phone ringing off the hook, people calling her from those commercials. But the Lord didn't tell me to do that. That was something I was going to do because I heard that was, you know.
Make some money. Absolutely.
And then he said, no, you going to do this.
And the same with me earlier this month. I mm-hmm. went and I applied for, no, as a matter of fact, it was in May. I applied for the job, got hired on the spot with the temp agency. I ain't got a position yet.
They ain't called your name.
They ain't called me yet. And I got hired on the spot, people. That's how I roll. Daddy, I go out because he personality in me, I own it when I walk up in there. But ain't nobody called me yet.
Isn't that amazing?
Hmm. And amazing. If we've got all these credentials and can't find a job, is this really about us?
Right, because he don't want us to. But see, the thing of it is,
because we'll get sidetracked.
But we got to give him credit where credit is due, Seppi.
What?
Credit is due. You're living in a place. You got plenty of food in here. You got a beautiful place here. You got cars. Wait a minute. You got cars. You got your health. He has not missed a beat. Your
he
children
has not
are taking
missed a beat.
I live by myself.
He has not skipped a beat.
I eat every day. I get on the plane and travel. The rent is paid. The car, when the devil tried to mess up my car, he fixed my car. He has not missed a beat.
But you know, it's that flesh. It's that flesh. You want what you think you want.
But the world say you must work and have money. But see, God said, you do unto me and I'll feed you. Don't worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, and where you're going to stay. Don't worry about that. Let me do that. And when you do that, you know, we don't want to do it. I had to learn. I haven't had a paycheck since 2008. And I look back at it now, and I said to myself,
I have not missed.
I had car payment, everything. I'm telling you guys, God will do it. Did I believe that? When I was used to making money, I was a millionaire making money, living the life and the dream. Oh, God said, oh, no. You are doing this, but you're not recognizing me the way I want you to, because I sent you here for a purpose, Bessie. So I had to come down. He had to just, now I'm the billionaire now, because I know all things are possible, and I don't have to do anything but just follow the instructions. That's it. Follow the instructions. And he's got it planned, and like Joel said yesterday, he's got things set up for us, ahead of us. People are going to come across our path. Situations are already there. But when you do your thing, then you hold up your journey as far as what God has planned. Now you're on a dual track.
Yeah.
You're running side by side and passing by all the promises of God because you're so busy trying to build a sub road, which is going to lead you to nowhere. And if you ain't careful, you're going straight to hell. So you better change your mind, repent, get back on the road that's built that will never change, that will lead you straight into eternity.
And you know what, Dr. Fletcher, that you mentioned road, and and I guess it's been a couple of years ago now that I was on my way down again. Even though I was working for the college, there was a young woman who was in a protective women's shelter. And she only had 3 classes to finish before she can graduate. And we just thought in the best interest of her and the school to keep the school safe that I would go down and do her 2-3 terms, her classes, back to back, in order that she can graduate on time. And so we did an independent study. And one day I was on that road, and I had been down there several times. But somehow I never saw me veering. I didn't see me veer. Last time I looked up, I saw the sign that said I was almost there. And then I found myself on a side road, Dr. Fletcher. I had allowed myself to get off the road that would take me directly there, simply by accident. And I thought about turning around and trying to find the road to get back on the road, but then I didn't know where I was, so I couldn't do that. And I just heard in my spirit, it's okay. And I just kept going straight. But in the interim of going straight, I see roadblocks. I see detour signs, traffic back to back. And then on my way back, God the Holy Spirit just started explaining that experience to me. There's more than one way to get somewhere. But if you stay on the road that I put you on, even though you think you're sidetracked, you'll get there anyway.
Mm.
I looked up and I was right there, just going straight. And just God needed me to see all of those things. There's going to be roadblocks. There's going to be destruction, roadblocks, and they're going to be rebuilding. But if you just follow my instructions, calm down, you're going to get there. Mm-hmm. So we're here now.
because we stayed on the road that he have us on. We're teaching his people. We ended up right where we thought we needed a building and needed all this money and needed the people. No, no. We right there where God would have us to do it, and he's going to take us place to place. And it's not a building. See, we're looking for to create a building. It's not a building. We just need to stay on the path that God has us and go into where he would have us to go. Think about it. Jesus had never had a building. He didn't even have a place to rest his head. But yet God made provision everywhere he went. Someone welcomed him and fed him. And he fed them on the same page. He gave them the bread of life. They gave him physical bread. But only because he was determined. He said, I only do what my Father tells me to do. I only go and say what he tells me to say. Oh, he is our perfect example of living this thing called life. We want a whole lot of stuff and a whole lot of money and a whole... We don't even need it when we follow God's instruction, because he takes care of us just like you said. Mm-hmm. And he has proven that to us in the years we've known each other. It is just an awesome thing.
Oh, you know what?
I am so sorry. Sip and I have gotten so wrapped up in this thing. I was not on the switchboard. I did not see you guys there and that someone wanted to talk. I am so sorry. Oh, my God. Good morning. Let me see. We have someone here. Good morning. Oh, my God.
Good morning, President. Yes, I've been listening the whole time. I've been listening. I said they don't see me. That's okay.
God saw you. He told me, he said, you are not on the switchboard. You did not check the switchboard. And I came in, I saw your hand up. I was like, oh, my God, somebody's got their hand up. But see, God got you, you see? Okay, good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. And I'm outside because they called me in early to substitute for somebody for the meeting, so I got to make coffee. But God worked it out where I was able to join in from the beginning, talking about the gospel, the good news. And I just want to say that yesterday I had the opportunity to share with a gentleman that was grieving over a friend that's dying from cancer, and he didn't smoke. And I was trying to tell him that, you say you lost everybody, but God is allowing you to stay here for a reason, for a purpose. There's a plan that God has. And I was able to just, just give him a word, and I thank God that he used me, because the guy was so emotional. I was doing an intake, and, for a man to cry in front of a woman, he had to really be going through it. And I just shared the good news with him, and I said what God wants us to do, what he preordained before your mama knew your daddy in that way and all of that. And I called last night to check on him. Out the blue, he was like, wow, this lady called me 9 o'clock at night, it's not even business. And I just, because I was just feeling like, God, I want you to use me, and I want to spread the good news, because I got a little lazy over the years and, give a little here and a little there. But I thank God that he still see that there's some good in me and there's some willingness, and I'm willing to share the good news, because it's all about knowing what Christ has done for us, and that only by his grace that I'm able to open my mouth. And I say,
amen.
So,
amen.
Good topic. I've been listening, and I was saying, wow, the class, and I'm listening to y'all like all the way through from the beginning. I said, I got 3 minutes. I got to call in, and so the guy texts me, can you make the coffee? I'm like, man, I'm on the radio, like I'm doing big things. God said, listen, they don't even know you're there. I know you're there. You can just tune on out and go make that coffee. So, like I said, it ain't about me, and I thank God that y'all doing what you do and allow God to keep using you. Cynthia, I love you to death, Miss Fletcher, Dr. Fletcher, Dr. Bessie. I don't know which one you prefer, but I don't take it lightly when I say it. But I thank God for your vision and your commitment to this thing. And just know that you just show up, God shows out. Open your mouth, God speaks. You might not know what to say, but like yesterday, I didn't know what to say. And I'm saying, I'll go get my boss. She's so, with words. And then God is saying, like Moses said, use Aaron, Lord. I got the impediment of speech, and God said, you open your mouth, I'm going to talk to you. So I began to talk to the man, and he was crying. He kept saying, I'm sorry, Mr. Dub. I said, I apologize for showing emotion, for being human and doing what you do, you know. And it turned a 10-minute session, turned into a 30-minute. And I said, Lord, I thank you, and I felt better. Sharing the good news don't only do good for the person you share it with, do good for you to know that you're telling somebody something that can help them along their way and get closer to Jesus.
Amen. And you know, that's written in the book that God has given Dr. Fletcher, page 29. The only true hope was you giving him the word yesterday. Nothing you could have done to make him feel better. It was the word that you shared with him according to the God. Because you open your mouth, the Holy Spirit will speak for you and the right things will come out. But when we get in the habit of making excuses why we ain't doing what saying what God will have us to say, despite what we think about his ability, he ain't make you insufficient to do what he would call you to do. So you just keep doing what he's told you to do. Read the word of God for yourself so you're able to share when people are hurting. And the problem comes in when we haven't studied the word that we feel insufficient. So you just keep reading the word. When you in wherever you are, open your mouth and the Holy Spirit will speak for you.
Thank you, Deborah. I truly appreciate it. And that's why before I get on the radio, I always say, Holy Spirit, I release myself to you to have you speak. And the Holy Spirit really nudged on my spirit to follow God and say, you and Sissy doing a lot of talking, but, you know, somebody, you didn't check the switchboard. And I went, and I stopped looking, and there you was, your hand up. I said, oh, my God. So I am so glad. He will not leave us. He knew your heart was there. He wanted you to listen for a moment, but he also wanted the world to hear what was on your heart. And I thank you for sharing with the man yesterday. We don't have to be perfect. We don't have to be any particular way. We just have to be willing. Willing to allow him to speak to us because we don't know what to say. We don't have a clue. Just speak. Mm-hmm. And he will speak and he nurtured that man. And don't you know that man went home and as the spirit came from you into him and gave him comfort. And that's why when the Lord told you to call him, it was just to seal that thing. Somebody cares. Somebody cares. That's all we can do.
That's right.
And I just want to thank you for being a part of this whole journey with us. And all the ladies, I don't want to call names because Cynthia knows better than I do for his names, and I might miss the name. But everybody that came on Wednesday night for the orientation, it was a wonderful feeling. I was just overjoyed. I wanted to cry, but I said, no, you cannot sit here and cry. You're going to stiff your neck up and you're going to just praise God and you're going to just, but I was very emotional because I'm thinking here are 8 people sitting in this room with us that's willing to bring the good news to the women that's in that correctional center. And everybody has a ministry that is going to affect their lives. So I just want to say thank you to you and go make the call for, we have 90 seconds and we get ready to close out. I love you. We appreciate you. And we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Love you too. Both. God bless.
Love you.
God bless you.
Right.
All right. That's basically our show for the day. We just want to say thank you so very much. It went by real fast. You know, we wasn't trying to be selfish, audience. We just, you know, I know you're there, and you might not put your hands up, but, you know, we know you're there, and we know that God is speaking through us, and he's talking to somebody. So we'll be right back. Hold on.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Okay, that's our show. So if you want to say the last word, tell them,
love you. Love you, audience.
All right.
Great weekend.
Y'all have a good week, but take this with you. Go out and share the good news. God has done something for you last week. Tell that to somebody and share it with them in Jesus' name. All right, goodbye. Have a good one.